Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello, welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rock League Podcast. I'm your host, Lazero, and I'm joined by Messi. How's it going, Messi?
Hello, guys. I have returned again.
Yeah, Messi, this is a double. You don't usually do a weekly double. Yeah, the back-to-back. So then I give you 2 weeks off, you know?
The daily double, you know?
We're not even in the same room, and my mental energy was definitely there for the Jeopardy joke. But yeah. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. I know it's not easy. But yeah, here we are. We're talking some Rocket League. And I know with Messi on the show, we always want to like rush right up to esports right away. But the thing I wanted to talk about was maybe just to do an open forum discussion to start, something we don't always do, but I wouldn't mind kind of talking about it. I'm kind of curious where we feel Rocket League is at as a whole right now. I feel like we haven't had this discussion like for a couple months now. I know we like throw and say a couple things, but I think both in the esports sense and both in the game itself, right? I'm kind of curious, Messi, like what you think we're at when it comes to the game as a whole. Like if someone were to mention Rocket League, like where do we stand in the cultural zeitgeist?
Fancy words.
All right. I'm kidding. I use fancy words. You're good.
Rocket League's in every time I feel like we're uptrending, for some reason I feel like there's always a downtrend to follow almost like directly after. Like we still are in the dark towards UE5, which is something that everybody's been wanting to know. But besides the leak, there's been no information. And then they keep releasing more cars that no one's going to use. Just more and more cars. I'm like, thanks, but I feel like that effort could be put towards something more useful. I don't know. I'm just torn right now. I feel like they could allocate their resources a little differently to make it so that the game is still fun and retains its player base until the transition to UE5, but
Do you think there's maybe like a sense of like UE5 is like what all hands on deck, and it's kind of like we're in a pretty solid place? Because I would say this much, like you say up and down, like Rocket League is probably one of the most solid kind of esports or games, right? Played games probably that we have around. I would say cross age, like probably the most broadest appeal. Like the way we probably talk about certain games from like 10 years ago, I'm sure kids in 10 years will be like, oh, I remember like Rocket League, like that was a fun game, you know? So there's part of me that feels like no matter what kind of happens, like in esports wise, you know, it wasn't, I think we had like a giant, what was the year that we were getting like 240K? I think it was the year FaZe joined in. So that was probably a year and a half ago, two years.
Because last year Worlds got like, the viewership for Worlds was really high.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe it was up to Worlds, right? But now we kind of have that dip again. And the curious thing is when we hit Worlds again, does it go back to that? We'll say that 200K count, right? Which is a pretty good for an esport. I think that's a very good barometer. I know the tournaments themselves, like the monthly tournaments, haven't been getting as much, right? I wonder if there's a little bit of like watching burnout. I don't know if that's a thing, but and to be fair, like maybe some of our numbers, like especially during the pandemic, were so inflated because people didn't have much else to do.
It's a topic for sure. Like when it comes to like esports viewership, when especially in Europe tends to get more viewership just because of the size of the orgs themselves and how much effort they're willing to put in to support, right?
Because like you have
Moist Critical
organic,
watch parties.
Right? Yeah,
you have
yeah.
the Kometo watch party. Kometo like averages as many viewers as the main broadcast on his own. So it's just, I feel like the backing in EU of like the top orgs is definitely more felt, more present.
I mean, maybe that's another thing we can talk about, like, regionally. It's like, I think Rocket League probably has itself in spaces now that, like, no other esport even thinks of, right? Like, Sub-Saharan Africa. Like, we obviously had that podcast, and, like, it's growing. We had the APAC, right, region. We have the MENA region. Like, I think there's a certain... It's very interesting where, you know, we always think about NAEU as like the major powerhouses, but like I'm curious with the way they've kind of went about it, if actually what will end up kind of happening is that we'll have these, we'll say, lesser, smaller regions all of a sudden like absolutely explode for esports because we're the only esport there, right? Like we decided to actually give this niche a chance with esports.
It's a thing where I'm all for making majors bigger and including more teams. But then again, with the trend the game is taking, I know they can't afford the resources to like bring in many more teams, right?
Well, yeah, and but, you'd hope that the esport orgs would be more self-sufficient, right? But then there's that question. It's like, for an esport org to be self-sufficient, they're probably not paying people a full-time salary, right? Like,
no.
You know what I mean? So it's definitely that... and I'm sure we've talked to death about the kind of differences or the fact that it never quite goes to that next level, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it's always just like a trickle-down effect. It's like you could put more effort towards, you know, that, but then you lose another aspect and they just start piling on one another.
Yeah. Would you, like, so I'm curious now to a little bit less about, but like, what is your sense of like general video game trends? Like, I know in the pre-show we talked about Tears of the Kingdom, shout out to the Patreon, by the way. I know that's like a big game release. That's a little different, right? Single player games are a little different. But like, where do you feel the multiplayer space is at? Because like, it always blows my mind. This idea of like, oh, there's like a game that was super popular and I leave it and I think it doesn't exist, but it's actually like the biggest esport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or vice versa, where, you know, I'm kind of going like, oh, okay, I guess this, I guess this thing that I thought was huge is now absolutely small, you know?
Yeah. When it comes to stuff like that, I'm honestly really, really like oblivious and blind to it. Because the only game that's multiplayer that I play is Rocket League. It really is the only one. And besides that, I'll indulge in like some single player games, like to name like a few. Like, of course, Tears of the Kingdom. Well, I'll play some Mario Kart, maybe like once in a blue moon, in this little game called Peglin. But I'm just, I don't know. Other games, like, I just don't see the appeal, right? And I've reached that point where I think a lot of people will resonate with me on this. But when you get really good at a game and you go to another PvP game and you're not as good when you start, you just don't want to play it. You just don't. I'm like, no, I'm in that rut right now. Whenever I want to go play another multiplayer game, I'm like, I suck. I don't want to play it. So you just go back to Rocket League.
Yeah, you know, it's absolutely so funny. Like, I just remember, I'm someone who's played, like, has switched their game, like, we'll say their main multiplayer game, so many times. And I definitely have that feeling that you're talking about, like, right now. But I've also switched games so many times that I know how to get good enough at it, like, how to get, like, we'll say top 15% in the video game. Like, I've done enough times that I know the work you have to put in. And so, like, that also intrigues me, right? Like, where through my very early 20s, like, we'll say from, like, my teenage years to my early 20s, these are, like, I went from StarCraft, League of Legends, crazy in Hearthstone, Overwatch, you know what I mean? And now Rocket League. Like, I did all those switches. So it definitely intrigues me in the sense of kind of thinking about, yeah, like where are video games generally at right now, right? And kind of what do like kids play, right? I have an even weirder experience, I'm gonna be honest, like with my job right now, where I think in some schools, like, it's such a big thing, like video games in general, right? But I'm in a school that's a little more rural, right? And they it feels like their kind of esports, we'll say, enthusiasts are still like right now just hitting grade 7, you know, they're about like 5 years behind for better or worse. So I think that's all very intriguing. Six Siege apparently is still a thing, by the way. I think that has created a cult following. Oh, yeah. That surprised me when I go into every high school and people are still playing it. So maybe it's like kind of hardcore, but like more strategic elements, but it's not necessarily so skill ceiling high. It's more like very much mental, means that you can like kind of get into it, but not feel like overburdened. Like you just have to learn it. You don't have to necessarily mechanically like do a thing a million times. So maybe that has to do with it a little bit. I don't know.
Just like the only main games that I've ever played, actually, it's really just been Rocket League. Wow. Oh god. But yeah.
But like also to be fair to you, right? Like that's why you achieved this high level, because you stuck to a game. So it's not like a bad thing that you stuck to a game, right?
Yeah, it's the only other game that has. So put it in perspective this way, right? I think I've reached 7,000 hours on Rocket League at this point. The second closest game is 5,500 behind that. So
I was gonna say 3,000 hours more, and you're perfect at it, right?
Oh yeah, 10,000 hours for master. Yeah, maybe I'll be pro. Maybe.
I was thinking about that the other day. I don't think, like maybe soccer, I've played close to 10,000 hours, like accumulated time. But I was gonna say, like video game wise, I even Rocket League, I think I'm at 3K, right? And I'm like, yeah. I don't think I have another game that I played that much. Like even Hearthstone, relative, I play a lot of Hearthstone, but I use past transferable knowledge skills, and you don't have to mechanically be good at anything in that game, right? So it was just strategy, which is just so much easier to maintain, right? While Rocket League, it's like a musician, right? Like you have to practice so much just to maintain your high, like elite level. Like if you're like a clarinet player in like an orchestra, it's like you're still practicing like a ridiculous amount every day, you know?
Yeah, because at the point where I'm at, I can retain my skill by playing maybe like 5 to 10 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
But to get better,
you don't even think about that.
It's on the opposite end of the spectrum at this point, where I'd have to play an absurd amount of hours, because the amount that you can improve when you're this high, like, is much, much smaller. Takes longer to see it.
No, for sure. So, yeah.
But then again, when I say like maintaining level, it's like maintaining rank, which means I'm still getting better, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the rank doesn't reflect it, because everybody else is also getting better.
I feel like all of you are just sitting at 5 hours and just trying to keep those ranks. All you, I'm not a pro player, but I'm pretty much a pro player. Players, I'm just under the cusp, guys. But no, that's good. Yeah, no, I thought I'd to just take a moment, because like, obviously, I think some people probably like have figured that the last like 2 or 3 months, like, maybe it's just me though. Maybe I shouldn't be saying anything. I'm gonna say it because this is me and this is my podcast, right? But like listenership wise, like we haven't had many changes. But like I feel like for me, it's been the first like I would say 2-3 months where I kind of like wake up from the void that I'm in whenever I record a show, right? Where before I was very much like involved, like it felt like it was like a thing that was constantly on my mind. And then now it's very intriguing to me, because I think like is my perception of where Rockley's at dictated by the fact that my current life, where I'm at in life and what I'm doing in life, makes it feel like I'm not playing as much Rocket League, right? I mean, all this being said, the biggest reason, or probably the biggest problem with me not playing Rocket League, is the fact that obviously my internet, right? I can't really play a multiplayer game, so that already makes the whole thing just absolutely difficult. Yeah, I guess I digress from all that, from my little rant here. Is there any other things that maybe, like, when it comes to, I'm curious if you've ever talked to someone, like, outside of the game and, like, what their perceptions are of the game. I wonder if you have any insight into that.
As in, like, someone who doesn't play the game?
Yeah, and someone who doesn't play the game, yeah. What they think of Rocket League at this point, what their idea is. And then this will be it for this topic, but I'm curious to get your final thoughts here.
I haven't really had that happen, because most of the people that I've connected with play Rocket League, and that's how we found each other. And I'm not exactly the best at branching out. Or rather, I don't like putting in the effort to put it that way.
So I tend to just be isolated. That's fair. That's fair. I mean,
in the, like, Rocket League bubble.
Yeah, I just took a comparison to StarCraft Drinks Up. It's been a while since you didn't think I'd sneak it in this episode, right? You haven't heard it for a while, and now I'm throwing it in. But, like, that's a game where it feels like we're at the diehards of the diehards that are still watching it, right? And you'll get, like, the 20 to 50K, we'll say. But it's just so funny to me where it feels like Rocket League to me is a much more alive game, especially with kind of it being in a holding pattern, I imagine, for the next year or two, and or however much until UE5, right? So I just find all of this quite fascinating. That's pretty much the gist of my rant. Okay, it's all intriguing to me. It's turtles all the way down, I guess. That would be a WAVs reference. I think with that, I think one thing we can do now, and might be cool to talk about a little bit, is the spot that we're at when it comes to literally the results. You were talking about there's EU results from last weekend, right? So we'll get into that. Oh, sorry, I was supposed to do a jingle. Was that my bit now? I was supposed to sing something. I don't have a guitar on me, but I can sing. Do you want me to sing that it's Esports Corner now? Are you ready, Messi?
All right, do it. I want to hear it.
It's Esports Today. All right, so we're on Esports Corner here. Esports Today, the new name of this segment that's been renamed 50 million times. Messi is going to take us through. Well, here's the cool thing, Messi. You get to choose. Do we go to the popular EU region, or go to some really close things happening in another particular region here? What are you thinking there, Messi?
Well, we'll just do it the classic style, small to big.
So EU first, right?
Yeah, we're gonna go EU first, Sub-Saharan Africa last. Yeah, that's the route. Yo,
from the least important region to the most. Actually, okay, so in July, obviously, I'm gonna be in Europe. Not obviously, I think I've mentioned it. I don't know if I mentioned it. Maybe it's Patreon exclusive that I mentioned it. And you're hearing it first. Part of me feels like I need to create a character called EU Lazero. And I just, when I go to EU, I just like trash talk NA teams. But I digress. All right, go, Messi.
All right, well. The region that I never watch, the only one that I've never watched, but rather, it's SSA. But this weekend, we had a team clinch Worlds. Woo!
Woo!
Let's go, Limitless. Congratulations on making Worlds. They went through the bracket, dropping three games their way there, and in the one series they lost two games. They had to use a sub, so it's a good thing they actually have a good sub.
can I just pause there for a second? Like, doesn't that feel like a ridiculous statement that having a good sub is like this unachievable task? Like,
for a top team, I feel like it genuinely is a bit of an issue though. For the most part, because all the talent is already so funneled up there. All the other teams have all the other talent. To find a sub that can, like, come in, especially in the upper bracket final, like that, and, like, get the win that you need, like, Hard thing to do, honestly. At least in my eyes, right?
No, it's an easy thing to do with those up.
But very easy. Oh yeah.
Super easy. But yeah.
Yeah.
What were
They
you gonna
do their
say here?
thing.
Without
They
my
win
jokes in the
worlds.
way.
Well, no, they don't win. Wait, hold on. I misheard that. They don't win worlds. They won the region. Hold
Or
on.
Messi is already making predictions, all right? Magic Messi back at it again here with
Yeah,
the bold
Limitless win
prediction.
worlds,
Limitless
guys.
is winning worlds. You heard it here first. Maybe the name of the episode, I'll decide.
But yeah,
Messi declares Limitless
but
winning worlds. No cap. All right.
not clickbait, 100%.
Oh, that's oh man, that's my next. Listen, we have to go through a phase where no clickbait is all the titles in
Yeah.
the
But Limitless clinched number one, and the race for number two in Sub-Saharan Africa is really close. Really, really close. There are four teams within 10 points of one another competing for that second spot. So anything can happen. Anything can happen. Any of those teams could make it. But as to who makes it, we'll find out in the next episode of Sub-Saharan Africa.
I like the Dragon Ball Z reference. I respect that.
Yeah. But unfortunately, not much to talk about SSA. Don't watch it often, but seeing good talent development there is gonna it's a really big thing, especially with the next region we're talking about, APAC. Like both of those regions, like seeing them succeed, like seeing them take a game off of like major region teams is like such a huge thing. But we need to see it more. We need to. But I feel like going back to what I mentioned before, it's like if they gave sub-Saharan African teams a chance to go to majors, like that would accelerate their development even more. It's something they don't do, unfortunately. And it's understandable why they don't do it. The region is still very young, very small. And the talent pool is like very limited. Haha. Funny,
We're
fun.
such dorks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing where I wish I could see sub-Saharan African teams at majors, but thankfully, thanks to Gamers8, we'll get to see at least one of those teams there. So
That's
get to see
really
them again
cool.
at a LAN event. But anywho and anyhow, that is a SSA talk
That
for the
was
week.
your SSA talk. All right, continue.
Da-da-da, all right, next. We're going to APAC. And in APAC, elevate, bounce back. They bounce back.
Elevate, bounce back. You never even
Cat
heard of them. Clap.
Cat
We dropping our first mix. Scratch that. All right, stop. I'm putting the microphone away. All right, Messi. They want some serious, all right, reviews here.
cook? Who let him cook? Anyway.
I'm definitely cooking something, but it stinks like feet. That's all I'll tell you.
What's rancid? Don't know. But
It's
yeah.
it stinks like EU players, all right, at Rocket League. That's what's up.
EU bubble players. Ew. Anyway. But Elevate rising back again after having a very lackluster winter where they miss out on the major, which nobody thought would happen, honestly, this year, and I didn't think it would happen either, but Blame Gaming Gladiators being like, hold up, wait a minute. This is our region, but Elevate, yeah. Elevate it too strong. They came
Hold
back.
on, wait a minute. Put some liquor in it.
Hold up.
There it is.
Yeah, but Elevate dropping one game the entire bracket this past weekend. And it wasn't even the finals. It was in the semifinal. Which is, yeah. When
Was this
they're
something
on,
expected? Sorry, I'm just curious.
this
Was
was
this like
unexpected.
This is unexpected, yeah. That's what I was
Considering
thinking.
their recent form prior to this event, people were like, they'll probably make the final again because that's their floor is really high. But they just came in and oh my God, they almost got a perfect sweep in the final. I just saw that. Wow.
Is it
Wow.
like So can for the for those listening, can you remind them of which players are currently on Team Elevate here?
Elevate consists of Virtuoso, Realize, and Kami. Virtuoso, former player of Na'Vi last season. Realize, former of Tokyo Verde, and Kami, formerly teammates of the best player in the world, CJ CJ. You know?
So the team that I've been cheering for the whole time, right? In
Yeah.
APAC.
Yeah.
Is there any oh, look at all these like non-APAC players in APAC. Is there any of that feeling going around or no? What do you feel?
There is, yeah. The Patriots being notably another team of, as you can guess, all Americans. Being Furlash, Ake, and Gear. And not too bad, considering Gear just moved over there, getting a top four placement. But in a small region like that, top four might as well be like top eight, top 12 in major
Whoa,
region.
whoa, shots being fired here from Messi once again.
It's not even shots. It's like you only get one spot for majors. Major regions get five. Like getting fourth, although it's good, it's not. There's still three teams ahead of you in that race. Whereas if you get like fifth through eighth in another region or somewhere along those lines, like you still have some leeway because there is a chance that one of those teams above you will falter and you can take advantage and take a spot. But I'm gonna have to work a little harder at it. And Detonator, they're lost right now. But I want to see the resurgence from Detonator, man. Because when I saw them cooking last year at that winter major and they took that game off of FaZe, I'm like, huh? I'm like, what?
I use so once again, like, do you feel like there's a little bit of start? Like, when's your theory on when some of these regions are going to start kind of rising up against NA and EU a little more?
Honestly,
Maybe.
think it won't be for another like year or two.
So, like, what was the difference with Mina being so like quick at it, if that makes sense?
They are very close to EU and can queue into EU players, so their top
It's the
pool that can,
practice.
yeah, they get a lot of practice against those high level teams. And not to mention they're used to playing at like high ping as well against them, so they get that development a lot faster.
Fair.
Yeah.
I great response, Messi. I really like
Great
your
answer.
great answer.
Wow.
Wow. All right. And
Yeah.
then we're gonna move on here to Sam. Yeah.
Yeah, Sam.
Sam, which you were saying, this is probably for you like one of the closer regions here.
It might be the closest region right now, in all honesty. Like
We
the
gotta watch
top
some Sam
teams.
Rocket League. That's what's up.
Yeah. Go Diffidia, but they're not over there anymore, so it doesn't matter. But I just love whenever I watch their casting and they'd say "go" like Spanish casters in soccer, like the
Yeah,
same thing.
though I guess for nah, you're totally right. Never mind. Ignore my
Yeah.
comment. I can explain my comment. It's
Now
dumb.
you have to.
Continue.
Now you
Continue.
have to. No, now you have to.
I was thinking of Sam, but then I was thinking of Brazil, and I was thinking of Portuguese commentators, and that was the comment I was gonna make. There you go. All right. So,
Yeah.
yeah. And then I'm like, every other country is not Portuguese. And that's why I stopped the comment, okay? Explained. There you go. You
But Sam, it looks like they have found their new top team in Karu. And I'm happy to see it. So happy for them. They made a big splash at the Winter Major, getting that top eight. What was it, top eight or top four? I don't remember. If you listen to the podcast, then you know I don't remember. I have goldfish memory. But Crew dropping six games, and they were all six against Team Secret, best of seven. So Team Secret, very close. Minosigar. Crew was just like 0.01% better, and it made the difference. But the race is getting close for Worlds, super close.
Is there any team that you like do you
Anything
didn't
I'm looking
expect to
forward
kind of
to?
be in this mix here? Yeah.
Anything I didn't expect? I wouldn't say not particularly, because Team Secret has a pretty big lead still, 16 points. But crew and when he's in pajamas, they're like 7 points from one another. So any variation between those two could mean one team makes it and one team doesn't. Thankfully, however, Sam does currently hold a Worlds of Regions spot. Not locked in yet, but if Sam performs, the Sam number one seed performs well at this upcoming major, then they will guarantee themselves a third spot. So
how petty do you think some of these teams are? Like, what if they're like, yo, let's just like add, like, I don't want a third team in here, you know? I want to be one of the two that are representing Sam. All right, I don't need the third. No, I imagine a lot of them, especially that Sam community, which is a pretty like it's grown definitely like historically, in esports in general. But I think there's definitely a sense of like, let's grow our whole region as a whole, and then hopefully that can translate to like down the line more wins, right?
Yeah. How do I explain it? I just have to think of it a little bit, but it's a thing where the teams that go to majors. Just gives me,
yeah.
Just, yeah. I'm sorry. I have some congestion right now, but.
No. It's good. It's good. It's good. You know what? You have congestion. You've definitely masked it well. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't notice until that. Yeah, where your mind was like, yeah, let's move on.
But something that every region, especially the smaller regions, they need to do is like they need to absolutely try their utmost at major events and bring in that what they've acquired and try to just spread it as much as they can in their region, because nothing makes you improve better than having good competition around you. And if you can improve the competition in your region, that'll make you improve even further, right?
For sure, for sure. Yeah, all right, is it time for the main dish here, or do you got something else to say about Sam here?
Something else I'd say about Sam. Do I? Yeah. Kayo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry for you, man. I feel bad for Kayo, honestly. Went from being on a top four team at Worlds in Furia to getting dropped for Lost to being on Ninjas in Pajamas and then getting relegated to the sub position, getting replaced by Mata. But,
I want you to know that I did think of a joke there. But it was like even worse than my usual jokes, and I want you to figure out what it was. But I also don't want you to figure out what it was. But at me in the Discord if you figured out what my joke was.
I probably won't figure it out.
Good. Anyone listening, if they have if their tired sense of humor is the same as mine, they would have figured it out. So throw that joke in the general chat, and we'll see if you get it right. But continue here.
All right, let's move on. We're going to go to the main dish, Europe. Europe, Europe, Europe. I hate to say it, fellow North Americans. Europe is a better region right now, above and beyond. Sorry. As a North American, I have to say it. I have to spread the gospel. I have to spread it. Like, EU is just, as CJ would say, different gravy, you know? They are just different. Like,
they built different.
Oh, they're built so different. Like, it's like trying to plug in an old iPhone charger into a USB slot. They're that different, right?
And they have less hyper carries. I don't know if you remember our discussion with Mavs from 2 or 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, yeah. We're talking about the web, the spider graphs. But anyway, where like you will naturally have everyone kind of shifted a little bit further back with less of a one hyper. But
yeah. What EU started to understand well, which teams like Version 1 in North America aren't, is bringing in a very mechanical player is a good thing as long as they play their role, right?
And NA just has a bunch of those bastards, all right, that just like, I'm the hyper carry and then I'm gonna do whatever I want and then my team's gonna like cover for me. Is that what you're saying here?
Yeah. Well, there's not enough resources to go around, but EU, they're doing it right. Let's go. Let's go through the results real quick. As I did watch most of these games, thankfully.
Nice. Is there any, definitely go over any of like notable games you want to talk about.
So most notably, we've got to talk about Hogan Mode making top six.
Ooh.
Very big result. Scrub Killer is back, guys. He is back. He's returned.
I got rid of him.
They start Messi's off with so a
done
sweep. With
me. Sorry, separately, Messi's so done with me. Like, Messi's just trying to get through it. He's got a congested voice. His head's probably pounding. And I'm just like, lame joke after lame joke after lame joke. This is amazing. But yes, you know what, Messi? You bring it home here. You bring it home.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the original prodigy, Scrub Killer. He's back. They start off with a sweep against Oxygen, which I'd always do my prediction for these regionals using spreadsheets, but they came through. So they swept them. They beat Moist in a game five, and then they lost to Moist rather in a game five. I can't read right now. Sorry. They dropped to Lowers and they win against Willems Resolve, and that was the end of day one. And put it this way, right? Hogan Mode after day one had the best offense and the second best defense out of every single European team in the regional after day one.
Mm.
That's saying a lot.
Actually. Yeah.
That's incredible. Then against they go 3-1. And then against Carmine Core, they met their match. They met their match for sure. Carmine Core, who had dropped to the lower bracket thanks to a Vitality Masterclass, beat them 4-1. But here's the funny part. Here's the funniest part, right? Okay. I've been waiting to say this. The one game that Hogan Mode got against Carmine Core, Scrub Killer had 76 points.
What are you trying to say, Messi? What are you trying to say here?
All I'm saying is
when he Scrub plays Killer his
was
role.
Suspected. Yeah, he was suspected. It was like, ah, yes, Rezzy and Growly. Do your thing.
Scrub Killer best third man? Question mark.
Scrub Killer best third man, yeah. Who's Zen? Who needs Zen when you have Scrub Killer, right? Zen is just an afterthought at this point. Sure, you won a regional, blah, blah, but Scrub Killer won Worlds, all right? Different talk. I know it was like four seasons ago, but it still counts, right? Right?
Yeah, I'm there for it.
Yeah, and then let's get to the main dish. I'm skipping a lot, but
that's fine.
BDS, they're also back, making a top three, and if they were real close to elimination, they're really close against the match against PSG Tundra in lower bracket round three. Had they lost that, they would have lost a chance to make Worlds. But thankfully, they made it through the bracket. They beat Moist. They knocked out Carmine Corp. Lower bracket semifinal, which is just Ryze being like, Ryze is disproving everybody. And Ryze loves to do that. We know that Ryze is a very controversial figure in Rocket League community.
What are you talking
and
about?
And we love him for him.
What are you talking about?
Ryze loves to chat. He loves to talk a lot. He just likes to talk.
Like, where are you? He likes to, you know, spice it up a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He likes to pretend Ryze to be on 50 teams, you know? Just
yeah, because he's been on a different team every single split this season.
Is this the person, like, is Ryze the equivalent of, like, someone in, like, a relationship that gets, like, dumped, like, six times in a row, and then the sixth time they're like, nah, it can't be me. It's not my fault. is that his equivalent?
Ryze is the equivalent to an academy player from a top club on loan.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just going everywhere.
He's a great prospect, and then you talk to him, and you're like, "Do I want to hang out with this guy? Do I want this guy's, you know, his philosophy on my team?"
But the thing is, you actually do.
Yeah, some people are so undeniable, right? That it doesn't matter.
Yeah, some people are just so good that you're like, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I do want the smoke.
Yeah, but it's crazy. He went from Oxygen, which is a very good team. I'm tripping. He was on Moist, who got top two in fall. Then he went to Oxygen, who was like top four, top five. Then he went to BDS, who were like ninth. So it's just been down, down, down. But he's constantly bringing those teams up as well with him. So he's definitely an impact player for sure. Shout out to Dazzer.
He definitely leaves an impact, if you catch my drift.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Yeah, and then continue on here. Yeah.
Any other interesting results? Team Liquid making top two. They were absolutely, they were just playing amazing, like Team Liquid do. We had Elsa. Oh, and fun little tidbit in the upper bracket semifinals, we had El Splashico again. It happened again. Team Liquid versus Moist happened again, and Team
Sorry,
Liquid.
you can tell I'm about like 3 weeks or 4 weeks behind on the memes, or a whole split behind on the memes
Well,
here.
this is
But
like a year.
oh,
A
I'm a
year.
year behind on the memes. Not a good
On the
sign.
El Splashico,
On the
yeah.
El Splashico, yeah. Anyway, continue.
So, Team Liquid against Moist. They have created history. Team Liquid have become. It's so sad. It's so sad. Team Liquid have. They reverse swept Moist in this event in a best of seven, which is already hard enough to do. But they've become the only team to not only reverse sweep, but also perfect sweep the same team.
And that's why we give it that name, because it's
Man.
now a classical for that reason and that reason alone.
I'll splash you go here. One of the best matches to run into, honestly, because no matter how both teams are doing, they always provide I can't speak right now. My God, they always provide an entertaining match for everybody to watch,
I
like no
gotta
matter
say
what.
though, I love when there's that, you know what I mean? Where it's like it doesn't matter of what's currently happening, like in both like the we'll say respective like seasons, right, as a whole. It's like when these two teams face, there's a story, you know? I like that.
Reminds me of not this season necessarily, but seasons prior, the G2 NRG matchup. Always everybody looked forward to it. But as you know, NRG's not doing good anymore. But
Anymore. I'm too
they
mean.
haven't.
Was that too mean? Was that too mean?
No, it's just mean enough.
It's just mean enough. Perfect.
Yeah, but we gotta talk about the main dish. Vitality. Taking it all. And they had a really, really rough road, honestly, on their way there. They started off almost losing to Quadrant in round one. Almost losing to them. Going to five. Beating G1 in four. Beating Karmicor in five, which is unexpected. Very dominant. And then handling Team Liquid in the upper bracket final. And then Team Liquid had a resurgence. Usually, teams that drop from upper bracket finals to lower bracket finals lose a lot of steam, but Liquid did not. They gained steam. They turned on the stove and started bubbling. But Team Vitality. And now the big talk that everybody's been having is Zen, did Zen underperform or overperform? That's the question.
Can I just give a stat on this here for a second?
Go ahead.
Vitality has not won like an A tier tournament since June of 2021.
Yeah, season X. Yeah.
Season X. Isn't that insane?
That is wild.
I
It's
guess
been a while.
FIFA 54 did pretty well this tournament, didn't he?
He was actually, I venture to say, the best player on the team.
That's what I'm
This
saying, you know,
yeah.
like, you know,
He finally
you get some upstarts that actually threaten his position, and all of a sudden he's starting to play, you know?
Yeah, I think Alpha 54's position was never compromised on the team to begin with,
I did
because the
think
team was built around
I
him.
think you knew once you kind of had that shift, right, where the old guy kind of left. I think you knew that Alpha 54 was kind of what the new team was going to be built around. I think that's fair.
Yeah. Because, man, he was dropping 1,000-point games and still losing. Like, you're not the problem at that point. You're like, all right, my spot's good.
That's funny.
Yeah, Radisson, man, he's a threat. He's a threat. Like, this guy has been grinding so much for so long. I think, if I recall, yeah, he was on Atlantide Wave. Yeah, my memory does not fail me. He was on Atlantide Wave in RLCSX, where they made some pretty decent results back then, some top eights, but nothing more. But he's been on the grind for a while, and I'm happy to see him succeed. Of course. Zen, not playing flashy, playing for the team, which is Some other players in other regions, Daniel, that failed. Other players like him fail to do, notably Daniel, of course. But Zen playing as a team player, letting his teammates shine, doing his solo plays only when it's available to him and he can do it without, you know, taking all the boost or, you know, doing stuff like that. But Zen is just a class player, plays for the team. And that's really all you can do. And it's most people, most of the naive players out there, mm-hmm. that just see the game at face value, they're like, oh, he underperformed. He wasn't flashy. But to every pro that watched him play, they were like, oh, he's overperforming. He's doing way better than everybody else thought he would. And so that's the quality that you need in a player like that, right? Mm-hmm. You need to have a player that they know they're good, but they know how to apply it into the matches. And that's exactly what's up. I really, really appreciate that he did that.
I think that's so funny because you'll bring in these we'll say superstar players, right? And then the reality hits and it's like, wow, well, them actually playing for the team and completely different from what brought them to the dance, shall we say, is actually what's going to make them useful on these new teams, you know. Yeah. I find because that super fascinating.
His innate ability and speed allow him to be a really effective team player and open up space even more for his teammates than, as you could say, just take the spotlight from them, which it's not what he was doing at all. Alpha 54 and Redosan were handling business. They were doing it all. Zhang was just filling in the gaps, doing what he could. That's all you can ask for. It's really all you can ask for, honestly. I don't know what you think, but Zen doing that, it's just class, pure class for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree. I think it kind of shows that to be a top team, it's so much beyond the scope of what a lot of people talk about. You know what I mean? What we as fans want, we want the one guy that just kind of trailblazes the way, right? And then, this is why EU is better than NA, you know? They actually have people do the rules.
Yeah. Beast Mode and Daniel. What are you doing? All right. And that's why teams like FaZe, they're doing a very similar thing where they're employing team play with all that talent that they have. And when they click, they make it work, and to a really high degree. But it's unfortunate.
Yep.
That other teams can't do that. But at the end of the day, teams are going to play differently. And there's, yeah. Not much else to say. Zen.
No, that's good. Zen. Be Zen. in the tournament here. Staying true to his name, I guess, right? Yep. Not his profile, but his name at least.
Yeah, it reminds me. So when I'm at work, right, they have these mm-hmm. signs everywhere, and I found this little sign. I'll send it to you because mm-hmm. I don't know, found it funny.
Yeah.
But when I saw this, I just started bursting out laughing. Because this is basically what Vitality did at the beginning of the season. They had two Zens on the same team.
Okay.
Yeah.
they just need two Zens.
Yeah, because they had Zen and Saizen. Right. So I saw this little sign because there's a, you know, going off mm-hmm. off topic. There's a brand of water called Zen that we that we sell, and we had a promo going off for buy one get one free.
Buy one and I'm get
like,
one free.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Vitality, huh? They got one Zen and got another one. Yeah.
How much more Zen do you need in your life? You know, I think that's really the question you should ask yourselves. Not enough for sure. Speaking of not enough, I like to kind of jump in here. Sorry, the segue was so good, and I feel like you should wrap up EU Major, and then I will continue my segue. But I just needed to jump in with the segue for people to know the segue was there. Okay. Final thoughts on EU, the tournament year, and the region as a whole.
Scrub Killer's back,
baby.
Team Liquid, being liquidy. BDS finally back to their former selves, kind of, not really. And Vitality, they're back, baby. They're here. They're here, and they're here to stay.
That's it. Well, that's it. That's it. What was my segue now? Speaking of not enough, I like to thank people that we don't thank enough. That there was something like that. Yeah, there was something there. I don't know if I can quite remember it right now, but I digress. I like to thank our patrons who help support the show. I know our show hasn't been as we'll say consistent. Like we were releasing a little bit later than we usually do, but I think also the patrons are quite aware, you know, that it's kind of part of the nature of kind of the evolution of the show, and us kind of trying to make sure we release regularly with kind of the different crew, but then also like all of us having lives, right? As much as I'd like to coordinate with Wabs every week, you know, the more people you have, the more coordination there is. So I apologize for the later shows, although maybe we can go back to the joke where like episodes are going to release Saturdays. And it has proven the last month and a half that we actually don't miss news when we do it this way. So maybe, yeah, maybe Wednesday, Thursday should be the release dates of the show slowly. Maybe we should go later and later in the week so we don't miss any news. But like, I'd like to thank our patrons. Special regards to you, Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomest, Digital Toast, Paint, Rook, Young Slug, and PK. I need to switch it up with Rook. You know, I feel like I've went like opera a whole bunch of times, and like heavy metal or screamo I haven't went. So I threw that one in there for you. Thank you so much. Thank you to all our listeners. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. Check out our Not Zelda podcast that's not being released, because that show is not supposed to have any people listening to it when it's released. But I, despite my friend's insistence, I will mention it on this show, but I won't tell him that I'm promoting it because I told him I wouldn't promote it. So check that out, or don't check it out when it's out. Your homework, should you choose to accept it, is to compile a list of Rocket League memes from the last year and send it to me so that I can be hip and cool with the kids. I've already thought of two new characters since the beginning of the show. We have EU Lazero, who's gonna make fun of NA, and then there's Grandad Lazero. That's the other iteration here. No in betweens. Anyway, I hope all of you have a lovely, lovely week. Messi, any final words from Messi here? Any final things you'd like to give and tell the world?
Oh yeah, I forgot about Carmen Core. Good. All right, anyway, we need to talk more about Carmen Core. Those are the final words. Just, I don't know. I'll give y'all some homework. You know what? Homework from me.
Yeah, hit him with some homework. Let's do it.
Go play Rocket League right now. Like right now, as you're listening to it.
Like. Like we're going off the show and like go play Rocket League. Yeah.
Like literally like go play Rocket League right now.
Like if you're not playing Rocket League, like yeah, like if you're not playing Rocket League right now, like why are you still here? Like we'll keep talking, but like go play Rocket League.
And just go play Rocket League. Just do that.
Peace.
Bye.
I mean, go play Rocket League, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, go play Rocket League.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.